Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. 7:06 Tuesday morning. Thanks for listening. It's a delight to have you here. And this part of the show is brought to you by Travel and Adventure Shows. Valentine's Day is mañana. Mm-hmm. And if you're scrambling, not knowing quite what to do, Whole Foods can help you out. Whole Foods Market is giving you a $100 gift certificate right now. You can use your little gift card over. Yeah, hooray! All kinds of good stuff at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
You can surprise your Valentine's with homemade dinner tomorrow. Reservations at your place. Everything you need is at Whole Foods Market. Plus, Valentine's treats like chocolate dipped strawberries, sweetheart cakes, a little true love coming your way right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697, $100 Whole Foods Market gift card. Call now. Find your next vacation at the San Francisco Travel and Adventure Show, February 17th and 18th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. Get tickets at travelshows.com. So I'm going to start with some Olympics stuff. There's a couple funny things. This first one, not funny. This is just a Google trend thing. The most popular winter Olympic sport in 46 out of our 50 states. Anybody want to guess?
Snowboarding.
No, that's the most popular in two. It is ice skating. Figure skating is the number one. So they base this on searches in the last 12 months for any winter sport.
That's why ice skating gets the prime time show.
Yeah, people love it.
I can't stand it, but it's the main thing.
Ice dancing is the Olympic sport where you're most likely to see a man hiding his face in a woman's hot pocket.
Ice.
What?
You heard me.
I don't think I did.
Somebody put a roundup together of all the, because they do them together and they're always, there's a couple times. I always think it in my head, but I never want to say it out loud. But then someone said it for me. And so now it's online. And I was like, yep, I am hungry. So did you grab that one that we liked this morning? Where it even looks like, they don't even look like they're having fun, these two. Like, they're, she's clearly heavier than he wants to lift. She's actually kind of grappling for the back of his head at one point. And it looks much less like ice dancing and much more like something else. Waiting for it to load. Here we go. And they're going around in a circle. And she's up. Boom. She's holding up. She's, oh, goodness.
And it goes in slow motion.
I think we have a little slow-mo of this. Yeah. And she's up. Her legs are rolling. He is right where it counts. She's trying to get her arms out. There, hooray. Anyway.
That was radical.
Maybe that's why people, you like that? See, now I guess you can just watch the ice dancing, Vinny, and see how many situations they get themselves
in. Let's try one of those moves at home.
She did just ride his face.
Mm-hmm.
While doing circles.
Yeah. Oh,
or 360s,
he is spinning her
say.
Around. And they don't look happy, though. You see his face afterward? He's all, like, damn, you're heavy.
Lighten up on the cheeseburgers.
Yeah. So 46 out of the 50 states, figure skating is the most popular search. Snowboarding was the biggest one in Alaska and Montana.
Really? That's it?
Nebraska has a lot of curling fans, and Minnesota went with ice hockey.
Nebraska? With the curling.
I know. Well, I don't know. It's pretty close to, it's a lot closer than here. Because I always think of curling as being a totally Canadian thing. Like, no, that sounds like something people from Canada would be into. Eh? There are three interesting statues just outside the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, at the Alpensia Ski Jumping Center.
Mm-hmm.
And people have noticed them. They are they've been there since 09. They're not like new for the Olympics or anything, but they're trending now because everyone's there and going, oh my God, look at those statues. There are three like really buff male bodies, like super cut, but they each have like a hood over their heads, and their junk is out, and their junk's big.
And oh, so, their junk's out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't tell that from this photo.
You need to get over to it.
I don't need to.
Yeah, you should see
what
it.
About it, though?
But the whole, because they look like three penises in a row, because it's, the men are standing stock still, and they've got this like smooth hood over there, like kind of goes down to their shoulders. So it's become a big meme on, you know, people are taking helmets and putting them on their stuffed animals.
Zeroing in on it, everyone.
There it is. It's, I mean, that's generous in its relaxed state. That's a pretty good looking junk area. So the
is it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for a completely not at attention one.
All right.
The statues supposedly represent, quote, the desire for a cool body.
Huh. Okay.
I guess that is what, I mean, did they ask an artist to come up with his idea of what that would be? I don't understand the hoods that are over their heads. I mean, honestly, they look like...
Well, it's more phallic symbolism, right?
Yeah, the desire for a very straight, stiff upper body. It's very, they look like they're standing very stiffly, if I may say.
Also, it eliminates any need to figure out what these people look like.
That's true. You can just look at their wang.
If you're the chiseler, you're like, oh, man, what is this guy going to look like? And do I do them different or the same?
I'm just going to put like a
helmet on these guys and call
it long.
Good.
It's not even a helmet. I mean, it's down past the, like, I don't even know what to call that, like a bullet top on there. It kind of goes out.
So these things are on display in the Olympic Village and people love them.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if they love them, but certainly people have noticed them. They're right outside the ski jumping center. And people are like, oh boy, look at that. So if you see memes where people have some kind of smooth helmet over their head or over whatever, because I've seen them on stuffed animals and all, you know, people are very creative with their memes.
Yes.
I actually thought that we should do. We should take some trash cans, put them over our heads and shoulders and all stand, you know, naked.
Or although the trash. Oh, we have.
You're going to stand naked? Well, is that right?
Well, I was kidding about that.
All right.
Trash cans, we don't have. Good enough one.
Yeah, they've been used for a while. Doesn't feel right to put those over our heads. Right. Maybe we could make the interns do it.
I don't think we could do that.
I don't think that's even a good thing to say out loud.
Yeah, HR?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you do it?
Nothing harmful. Well,
yeah, let's.
I'm busy doing the show. I'm really busy in here. The norovirus is going crazy, but apparently 200 people have come down with this.
That actually happened, like, maybe even before everything got started, that we were getting reports of that.
No athletes yet, but, like, 200 people, I guess they're handing out hand sanitizer, and they're, some World Health Organization person was like, don't bother. Hot water and soap, the alcohol, apparently the norovirus is super tough, and... Mm. Hand sanitizers won't get rid of it.
Do you know what happens when they get it?
Is it a diarrhea barfing thing?
Severe vomiting and diarrhea at the same damn time.
So, damn time. Yep. So, how long does it last? Is it like one of those 24-hour bugs?
12 to 48 hours. Typically being 48 hours after exposure. And then, let me see how long
it lasts. I guess it's highly transmittable, too, like super contagious. So they're saying it hasn't hit any athletes yet. It's been mostly support staff. And
Vinny, what was it? A lot of security staff?
Mm-hmm. Security staff was the one that made the news first.
3 days.
Oh, you have it for 3 days? Well, that sounds terrible. And then, did you hear about this? There's a Canadian snowboarder named Mark McMorris. He just won a bronze, which is fine, right? You know, the guy, you know, top of his game. He wins a bronze medal. 1 year ago, he crashed into a tree and was in a coma. Wow. And so he put up side by side him with the bronze medal and him in a coma from 1 year ago. So very miraculous. And he said, thank you, life. That was his caption.
Good for him.
Yes. So there's a little Olympic stuff. Former major league pitcher Esteban Loaiza He played on 8 teams over 14 years from 1995 to 2008.
Played for the A's.
They don't list all the teams.
Yeah, he played for Oakland in 2007.
His best seasons, they say, were 03 and 04. He was an all-star, played for the Chicago White Sox. He's 46 years old now. So he's bored. You know, he's looking for things to do. Like, you know, I was a pro ball player, and now I'm just hanging around. What should I do?
Yeah.
Go crazy. He did go a little crazy. He was arrested last week, charged with having 44 pounds of cocaine. That's apparently a lot of cocaine.
Would you say you've done that much in your life?
No.
No?
I wouldn't. I would
you?
Not say that.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
That's
no.
a ton. How much do you think 44 pounds of cocaine looks like?
Oh, let me take a look.
Yeah, see if you can find something. Find that. Like, that's more than, like, was on the Scarface table, right?
Oh, yeah. No. The Scarface table is, like, a pound at max.
No, it's more than that, right?
It's like a little,
no idea.
A small mountain of it.
How do you know Hooman?
Yeah, Hooman. Yeah.
Well, I've seen the movie like 7 times, but
that
I
is
mean,
a good movie.
It looks like.
Oh, I know how we can figure it out. What's a 5-pound bag of flour look like? You know, like 9 of those.
Okay, that's
right.
Well, I could picture that.
Right.
Here's a.
Is this a 5-pound bag of flour, or is this a 5-pound bag of flour?
Kind of in between of what you're doing.
Because we buy those 1-pound bags. Yeah. I think those are kind of small. I think those are 1-pound bags.
You think you've done a 1-pound bag of cocaine?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I really don't think so. So they're saying it's worth about $500, which seems low.
For a pound?
No, no, no. $500,000 for all 44 pounds of cocaine. Like, that seems low to me, because I don't know how many grams are in a pound, but it just...
That must be low-grade stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea. But he had 44 pounds of it either way. It was found...
44 pounds should be worth millions.
And that's what I thought, Vin! The coke was found in packages at a home he rents in Southern California, Esteban Loaiza. I don't think it was all for him. I mean, that seems like an amount that you'd be a trafficker or dealer or something.
Yeah. And a mule.
He's being held on, looks like $200,000 bail. He may have been bailed out since this was posted. But there you go. That's what, you know, in retirement, got to keep busy. Oh, what have you got here?
How much is that? Do you know?
How much?
Does it say?
It doesn't say online anywhere. How many pounds do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, that can't be 44 pounds. We're looking at
no,
the Scarface
but
picture.
It's five.
I'm going to say that's 5 pounds.
Yeah,
five pounds
of coke.
Coke. Did it look good? The woman's just bringing it to everybody.
Awesome.
You know what? Post that picture up on the somewhere.
510 says my 5-year-old weighs 44 pounds.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's just,
right.
Well, and your 44 44-pound 5-year-old is more densely packed. Like, I would think, you know, the fluffy cocaine would be like 3 or 4 of your kids, you know, just like sort of that size.
Right.
Something to think about. Michelle Wolf, who was just on our show last Friday.
You loved her.
I did love her. I was a fan anyway,
so
I was really
okay,
glad.
Though.
I was really glad that we got along and everything.
Yeah.
I direct messaged her, and she direct messaged me back.
Wait.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
What?
What did you guys talk about?
Nothing. I just really, I said that night, I said, hey, I just want to say thanks for coming by. We're big fans.
What did you direct message on?
On Instagram. I found out how to do that. And so I went.
And you direct messaged her.
I did.
And then so you said, what did you say?
Hold on.
Let's hear
I'll
this.
I'll tell you exactly what I said.
Oh, this.
Hope you didn't ruin stuff
Yeah,
for
let's
us,
hope
Sarah.
This doesn't
you
get embarrassing.
Why would I do that? Gonna ruin stuff.
On a Friday night you did this?
Yeah,
I know.
Kidding.
I was. I said, hey, it's Sarah from Radio Wells. Thanks for coming in this morning. It was great to meet you. I'd love to have you back anytime you're out this way. Rock on. She wrote, thanks for having me. Would love to come back when I'm in town. Thanks and great meeting you.
So this is where you pull off.
That's it.
Okay.
I didn't text back or put a heart or anything. I wanted to.
I know that you did. Hey, let's jam. What are you doing? Are you in town? Why don't I come get you? I can pick you up.
Yeah,
none of that.
I didn't do any
okay,
of that.
Okay, good.
So just last week.
Wait till this Friday.
No, I'm not going to. I'll never do it again. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just laying the
ground. Laying
groundwork.
The ground. Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a feeling after you read this story, you might do it.
No, because she's about to get too big. She's about to get
okay.
too big. She has landed her own late night series at Netflix.
Awesome.
It is.
Why didn't she tell us? I asked her that question. What is the damn goal? Like, what's the end game? And she was like, I just want to do stand up. I'm surprised.
That's not what
maybe
this is.
She didn't want to jinx it.
Right.
Maybe. All right. Because that is so interesting. I expected her to say, I want my Seinfeld show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I expected her to say, I want a sitcom.
So that's not what she's got here. This is like a Daily Show style thing, but more comedy based, less news based. According to the show's log line, they're calling it here, she plans to use her program to take a break from the seriousness of late night comedy. Instead of making the news fun, she'll make fun of everything and everybody. There'll be no preaching or political agenda unless it's funny. She has spent time on The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and she plans to buck tradition now that she's in the spotlight.
Good for her.
She says, you can expect the types of jokes my former bosses would tell me we couldn't do on TV. Netflix says, we're thrilled to be working with Michelle, a gifted writer and performer with a singular voice. Are you making fun of my voice?
You know what I was super surprised by, too?
What's that?
I give her credit that she just went ahead and said, I look up to Louie. When she was naming the comedians that she likes, the ones that she named him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to follow up, but decided not to. But it's interesting that he's someone who
doesn't... Hate the artist, not the art.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. It's just not a popular answer right now.
It's not. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I think about this with Bill Cosby sometimes. Like, those records that he put out when I was a little kid, those were formative. Like, I loved Bill. And I even loved the Huxtables, the Cosby Show, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And so I think that you have to be able to separate that stuff. You have to be able. Michael Jackson, for God's sake, he was a child molester. But do I love his music? You're damn right I do. Rock with you all night. Get you into tonight.
But I do think when I hear his music, I do think about that.
Me too.
And then I get a little grossed out and I change
feel
it.
Feel that beat of love. Gonna rock with you. Bweep, 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 bweep. All night. You in sunlight. Rock with you all night. Okay. Remember that, people. Hate the artist, not the art. You know, maybe I'm the only person who's a little bit bummed out that I'm never going to get another Sex and the City movie. But man, these chicks are bitches. God. Have you seen Two Dope Queens yet? It's an HBO show based on a podcast that the chick's name is Jessica Jones. Is that her? I can't think of her last name. She was a correspondent on The Daily Show. So it's her and a friend of hers, black comedians. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this sort of variety comedy.
Williams.
Oh, Jessica Williams. That's it. They're great. They're really funny together. And Sarah Jessica Parker was on. I was watching one of them last night, and Sarah Jessica Parker comes walking out, and they're like fixing each other's shoes and doing hair, and just like it has this weird charm to it.
All right.
John was not into it at all, but I was like just smiling, like this is so charming. I love this show. This is great. So I don't know if maybe that's why I'm kind of landing on Sarah Jessica Parker's side. Like Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica, there's been something simmering there for a while. Like they've here and there, they say kind of catty things about each other. And if you don't know, like I guess it was like in the late 90s, Sex and the City came on HBO and it was a thing for a while. And there were two of the characters on there. So it looks like it's kind of started when Kim Cattrall got blamed for being the one keeping the movie, the third Sex and the City movie, from being made. And then recently Kim's brother was found dead.
Yeah.
And I guess she posted about it. And a few of the people from Sex and the City posted their condolences, like in the comment section. So Sarah Jessica Parker said something along the lines, let me see if I can find her quote here that started the whole thing. She wrote, "Dearest Kim, my love and condolences to you and yours, and Godspeed to your beloved brother." And at first, Kim didn't acknowledge that individually, because a few people from Sex and the City had written in the comment section, and she had said something like, thanks to my Sex and the City family for their support. But then by Saturday, she blasted Sarah Jessica Parker, declaring on social media, "You are not my family. You are not my friend." Let me see if I can find the whole quote. "I don't need your love and support. Your continuous reaching out is a painful reminder of how cruel you really were then and now. Let me make this very clear, if I haven't already. You are not my family. You are not my friend. So I'm writing to tell you one last time, stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your nice girl persona."
Wow.
What did she do to Kim Cattrall?
Consoled her.
No, but I mean back then.
Yeah, what did she really do to
What
Kim
did she
Cattrall?
Do?
She, I think Kim is mad because Sarah said, "We're all on board to do this. We just can't get Kim to commit."
Mm-hmm. Why don't they do it without her?
I don't know. Maybe nobody would fund it without
who's
all four of them.
Who's the star of that show?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
she
they're
is.
All, yeah. Frankly, it was an ensemble thing. Like, I mean,
sure, but
the Samantha character was great.
Remember, Samantha had breast cancer.
Yeah, they could say that she
they
croaked.
They could write her off.
Right. Or that she was busy battling that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But this has been going on for years, right?
Their yeah.
Hatred of
but boy,
other.
That's a rough thing
I
for
thought
her to
about
have written.
That.
It's a super bad look. Whatever yeah. that is, right? That is not a good look. I would not have advised her to say that publicly.
No. Sometimes you're mad, though, and you've had a couple drinks,
and
glasses
her,
of wine.
And her brother just died.
Yes.
It's just a whole thing.
Right. I know. I thought of the same thing. Like, she's obviously grieving, yeah. And so maybe you give her a pass, and maybe even Sarah Jessica goes, okay, she's in a tough spot
They never
spot
said
right
yet
now.
How her brother died, right?
I
seemed like he just sort of wandered off his
I thought I saw something
keys.
Earlier, like it was a drug thing. I'm not, but he was only like 46 or something. He was not a, you know, like they're still young people. I mean, compared to us in our 50s.
Well, what do you think it was? The doobie weed?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think people OD from that.
I'm trying to
really
find
sure.
out the history, but no one's really spilling the beans what happened between these two.
It felt like it was going on.
It's a social
on,
media thing.
How long was that show on for? Whom in like 98, 2004,
gosh,
something like
forever.
That? It seemed like it was going on even during that show that they were not getting along.
There's an article in the New York Post that claims Sarah Jessica Parker formed a mean girls clique with the other girls on the set and left Kim out.
Oh.
And so maybe that's where it all stems from. She felt left out of the whole thing. Oh. Anyway,
that's too bad because you're not going to see that again.
Nope.
The popularity of Sex and the City.
That was a big, big hit. What's coming up, Vinny?
I've got a ton of stories. I'll do a few fast facts. I've got some Olympic news, drinking, married couples, and Valentine's Day, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
Well, for those of you who keep a track of the calendar, our incredible executive producer reminded us this morning that today is Fat Tuesday.
So
we went ahead and did our own kind of simple version of Fat Tuesday on our Instagram. Take a look, everyone. Fat Tuesday is the best Tuesday. So celebrate wherever you are. And I guess Mardi Gras begins tomorrow. Is that right?
No, Lent begins tomorrow.
Lent begins tomorrow.
I think that Tuesday is the end of Mardi Gras, right? Isn't it this 2 weeks leading
up? I believe they've
up?
Been partying all this time. Vinny's wearing a mask. He looks funny. In a good way, Vinny.
Adorable. Yeah, well, that's a very cute picture, Hooman. Well done. Hooman is quite the director.
Once again, I showed up for a photo shoot and was told, "You'll be wearing the mask." Mm-hmm. I was like, whatever, dude. Let's do this.
Give me the mask. I'm
Hurry
fine
up.
With it. Anytime something's adorned with feathers, Vinny's all over it. All right, so that's on our Alice973 Instagram. Thank you, Hooman. Good job.
Good job.
Way to pimp it out. And also thank you for being such an amazing photo director.
Mm.
It's all the genuineness of an In-N-Out burger times two. The In-N-Out double double. Double meat, double cheese, double fresh. Come, taste the difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all times. Please enjoy it often.
Mm.
Thank you so much. Here's what's happening. I like this story real quick. Well, actually, it's going to take a second, but I'll run through it as quickly as I can. Some social etiquette rules that we should all be following.
Okay.
I'm always interested in etiquette type things, because sometimes if you don't know, you really do find yourself getting the stink eye from people and you're like,
right, I didn't know.
Well, I do.
Yep.
Other times, even I, and I feel like I'm not a stickler, but there are times where you're like, please let me exit first. What is wrong with you?
Right.
You don't know that?
Yeah. You're standing right in front of the elevator doors as I'm trying to exit the elevator.
You
just
cram
just
into
let
the
elevator.
Yeah, I mean, that's just normal, common sense etiquette stuff. So here's a couple of the things. This is from a magazine called Country Living. Classic things people used to do. Always say please and thank you.
Mm.
Hold the door for people. Send handwritten thank you notes.
Mm.
That's not happening.
Oh, really?
You send handwritten thank you
yeah.
notes?
Yeah.
And I make my kids do it, too.
I just sent a couple the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. People love getting I love getting a thank you note. Yeah. It's like, oh, you look at the time you took. That's lovely.
Bring food to people. Yeah. Like when there's a new neighbor or someone passes away.
Yeah, like bake some cookies or grab some oranges off your tree or whatever.
Classics. Here's some phone etiquette. Step away to answer a call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Doesn't ever happen anymore.
Look at someone when they're talking to you, not your phone.
Mm-hmm. Unless I've been talking to you for a while and then you're like, I can't not look at my phone.
This is my sign that I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay, I'm all done. I'm going to check my phone now.
Always use your turn signal when driving.
Yes. Yep. That's polite.
Wait. Oh, here's the one. Wait for people to get out of an elevator or subway car before you get in.
Yeah.
That works for all doors. If you are outside and someone's coming out, you let them out, then you go in. Durr.
Agreed. It is a durr. Sometimes people are just super oblivious.
Mm-hmm.
And how about just like when you're walking down the sidewalk, notice that there are other people there and everybody makes accommodations for everybody else instead of only me make it, or, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the shoulder to shoulder, five people wide, and you're like, dude, what's with you people?
So now I have to stand in the street while you go by? Like, let's go ahead and make room for the other people.
Well, they're on their phones. They can't see.
Be cognizant of the other people.
Sometimes it's just total clunkheads.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
That's when I read Rover them.
Right. Break right through. Bless you.
Thank you.
When you're out in public, wear decent clothes, not pajama bottoms. These are etiquette rules we should all be following. Don't swear, especially around kids.
Oh, that's hard. I don't even realize I'm doing it.
What, swearing?
Yeah. It's funny how I can somehow not swear on the air here, and yet in my regular life, wouldn't even notice if I was doing it. I think we got out of a meeting one time, and Yuzi's like, wow, you were a little F-bomb heavy in there. I'm like, I was? I don't remember saying it once.
Oh, right.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
For parties and events, these are etiquette rules. Always RSVP right away. Ask before you bring a guest. Always show up with a gift.
That one kills me, the showing up with a guest. When someone throws a party and they've invited you and there's a guest list or whatever, you know, like I do a lot of e-bite things. Don't even ask if you can bring another. Like, I've asked the people that I want to be there. It's not a free-for-all.
Remember that time Hooman brought?
Like 20 people?
Mm-hmm. People.
I remember that. Yep.
And then he left and they were still there?
Yes, yep. And remember when an old intern of ours brought her hellaciously wasted boyfriend who started breaking things in my house? Yeah, I remember that.
He was bad.
Yeah, I totally remember.
Scary.
That. Yeah. Like, I had to round up a bunch of dudes to get him out of my house. Can someone get the Destructo man out of the house, please?
Really?
It was bad. Don't bring other people to parties
Someone's
you're invited
house.
To. Right. I always just say, and it's sometimes people feel awkward because like, oh, they asked me if they could come and I didn't know what to say. You say, I'm an invited guest. It's really not my place to bring anyone else.
That's an interesting one because I feel like people think they can bring a date.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think they think that. Like,
well,
they're not out of line bringing a date. And you go, well, but, you know, it's Thanksgiving. No, you can't bring a date. But they do.
Yeah. I feel like a plus one, I understand why someone would want to do it, and I wouldn't be offended if someone said, hey, I'm not going to know too many people. I want to bring my girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. I think that's much more acceptable than, hey, I was hanging out with these four people, and so we just all came over.
If you knew someone had a girlfriend, you'd probably have invited them.
Right.
I'm talking more about someone who's like, I'm going to scrounge up someone to bring to this party, and you're like, dude.
You didn't need to do that, right.
What's that all about? You two just met? And you're here at my Thanksgiving table?
Yay.
What the heck?
No, I think this one's really going to last, though.
Yeah, right.
She's the one.
Always show up with a gift, like a bottle of wine or an appetizer. Avoid controversial topics like politics or religion.
That's a good one.
These are at parties and events.
You know, just don't, or if you're going to bring it up, do it gently and just, I don't know, or just don't.
Don't.
It just doesn't go well.
Just
even sometimes people who totally agree on something, they, you know, now all of a sudden you've set a fire under someone and they're going crazy. And the next thing you know is you're like, oh, my God, am I at a political rally? Like, what is happening here?
You know, I know that you're probably a fan of watching this because you like crunchy stuff. You love Big Brother. And I'm thinking you were enjoying the Omarosa holding court, talking about Trump and the whole thing. But to me, watching that, I was like, is she just completely
oblivious to everybody else's discomfort?
Yeah.
Did you
watch? Was that last night?
I think it was last night.
There was.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, about last night was the Pence thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, she just, I guess that's all she's got, right?
I guess so. I think, too, that she thinks an awful lot of herself. And she's she's well-spoken, and she's also a total bully. And also, I think she has multiple personalities. But she...
Kind of hot, though.
Oh, I know. She's actually stunningly beautiful. I didn't ever see
But because she comes off ugly, it knocks her
down. It does. It's terrible to say, but she's actually seems like kind of a terrible person. At one point... They were trying to force Shannon to do something. Did you see this thing where they wanted her to use her power of veto or something to take someone off the block? I can't remember what they were trying to force her to do. But she says right to Shannon, like, all I'm hearing is I, me, me, me. You need to start thinking about the group. This isn't all about your game. And I'm thinking to myself, it kind of is all about everyone's individual game. And then Omarosa's in the diary room going, she's not considering my game and where I need to go with. And she's all I, me, me, me. I'm like, oh my God, accusing the person of the exact thing that you do. Yeah.
I have a question for you. I didn't mean this to go that way, but what was up with Rudy last night? Huxtable. She was like crying and going, this is real life. This is, what was that about?
She was saying that she has a one-year-old or a little more than one-year-old daughter that she's still breastfeeding. And she felt like she'd be able to bring a breast pump into the Celebrity Big Brother house and pump and keep her milk production up. And she was getting less and less every day. And she was apparently worried that she'd run out of milk by the time the next 11 days are over.
Oh, so she wants to be thrown out.
So she asked to be thrown out.
Oh. So she was saying, pleading, don't take me off the block.
Don't take me off the block and vote me out.
Whoa.
Send me home.
This is real life. But that's I could only hear certain little pieces of it.
Yeah, it was hard to make out exactly what she was getting at. But then she said when she did her little, speech, they have a couple minutes to say why they should.
I exited. But
you didn't miss a thing.
While she was whining like that, I just wanted
to
get out.
Who also was on the block?
Omarosa.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
The possible plan, though, was to backdoor Shannon, who's playing a good game. But she's very well liked. Mm-hmm. And she's playing hard.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually find, what's the dude's name?
Ross Matthews.
Ross Matthews. I find him so charming and so funny.
I love him.
I love the way he's having the conversations about getting rid of her and just, if I don't get rid of her, I know I'm next. it's just very funny the way the inner dialogue is coming out.
Celebrity Big Brother is better than I thought it would be. It just, it turns out you throw people in that house and no matter. Julie's always like, oh, your famous faces. I'm like,
not so much.
I don't know. you're just people in the Big Brother house.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow, everyone. And the majority of couples won't be doing anything for Valentine's Day.
The majority? I'm surprised. That's fine, though. Celebrate the way you want to or don't celebrate.
Well, I think, it's a Wednesday night, dude.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Go crazy. Go crazy.
I mean, let's have sex. But other than that...
You're not taking me out for dinner? I don't think we'll be having sex either. It sounds like we're forgetting about Valentine's Day this year.
Well, hold on.
A lot of our listeners are coming to our secret show.
What I mean is we should have sex, and then we should go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe if you take me out for dinner, I'll be up for that. And I want flowers and candy.
Oh. So we're doing
sweet
something.
Talk me.
So it's a whole thing.
Or we can just not have sex. It's fine. We do nothing or we do it all.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah Jessica Parker never liked how popular Kim Cattrall's character got on the show. She became more and more... Wait, she became more than Carrie.
Oh.
Is that it?
I don't know. They were all... To me, they were all important parts of it.
Yeah. Someone had texted also that Sarah would not band with the whole group to get the same pay.
Oh.
So...
She wanted to do separate negotiations.
Yeah, so she got paid a lot more than everyone else. But she also was producer at some time.
And it was supposed it was based on the real life Carrie. I don't think
Bradshaw.
Was it really Carrie Bradshaw?
I don't know
her name on the show. But she, you know, so it would start and end with her writing her Sex and the City column. And so she was sort of the central character. But it was an ensemble thing.
Yeah, I liked them all.
I liked them all, too. I liked Charlotte the best. She was Brooke on Melrose Place.
I didn't like any of
Can't
it.
Can't even think of her name in real life.
Completely annoying.
Loved it.
Where's the clicker?
Oh, what's her name? Are you looking it up right now?
It doesn't matter what her name was.
I know, but now
Charlotte
it's
and Brooke.
Those statues are all over Korea. They even have a museum.
All with penis men. The statues we're talking about are these three perfectly chiseled, great-looking, like peak performance male bodies, all with their schlongs out and a helmet over their head that sort of like goes down around their shoulders, like a like they look like a bullet penis person.
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis, yeah. That's her name.
510 says, I think Vinny reported the largest and smallest. Vinny reported the largest and smallest wieners by country. And Korea came in as the smallest.
Oh. Well, not according to their statues.
I don't remember that. But all right.
That seems like a really mean stat to put out there in the world.
Happy birthday, Sophia. She's 9 today.
Oh, happy birthday. Thanks for listening. And thanks to your mom and dad for raising the next generation of Alice listeners.
And don't listen to 831's text. Those statues are not that impressive. You need to date black men.
Oh. They look fine. I'm just saying that they're...
Did you hear that, Sophia?
Sophia, you should not still be listening to this.
No, I thought that looked... It looked good. I was like, oh, look at that. Because sometimes, like, you see the David or, you know, some of these statues where they're... I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate. Like, these ones have decent ones.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about those.
The wieners?
The wieners.
All right.
Metallica. It's coming up.
Sarah
and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.